I want to start by asking you guys, as you look through all the detritus of last night and try to sort out what actually happened, one of the things that we saw in a couple of different states was Democrats playing by a playbook that worked for them before, yeah. And that was appealing to women voters. How did that work for them this time?
Well, you know, we still saw a gender gap, so Republicans winning over men by double digits, Democrats winning over women by single digits. So it still exists. The problem for Democrats among women voters was that they made up a smaller percent of the electorate than they do in a presidential year. And in some of those states, like Colorado, where they made the issue of women's health, women's reproductive health, really the main focus, they weren't able to actually change the makeup of the electorate. In fact, in Colorado, less than half of the electorate was made up of women. I think it was 48%, which was down from even 2010.
Yeah, in 2012, women constituted 53% of the electorate, and this time it was only 51%. I looked at Iowa and North Carolina. The drop-off was actually bigger, 3 points. So
both of there were women candidates involved
right.
in the Senate races.
Yeah, so you know, it really just what we were saying, Gwen. It matters who votes, and that's the single most important thing. There was some evidence in a couple places, Republicans improved among certain subcategories, some single women, but generally, absolutely, there's still a gender gap.